You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Our finest moment. That's what the title of our lesson is today, Our Finest Moment. We know that right now we're living in one of the most defining moments in the history of the church. We're called to perform as no other generation in the history of the church has done. I'm telling you, it, when you see the destruction that's in the world, and when you see that it's all over the world, then we need to know that this is a special moment in time. It's not per se a good moment, but it's a special moment. God is saying something to the church, and we need to look up, and we need to know what the Spirit is saying to us. We know that in the day of Moses, he was chosen to lead the children of Israel out of bondage. We're called to bring the entire world out of the death grip, the destroying will of Satan. This is what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to destroy the world, but he can't destroy the world because the world belongs to God. You know, we're under the death-destroying, evil, destructive power of Satan. This is what's happening right now. And he would like nothing more than for us to be in bondage and subject to him and not to the will of God. This is what he would want to happen. But saints of God, we have the power. We have the power to make that go away. And I'm going to read to you in the book of Luke. And this is what Jesus was sent here to do in the book of Luke. And it's Luke 4:18. And this is what it says. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives." This is the main part. This is the point I want to make to you in this verse, is that he had sent Jesus to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable word of God. This is what Jesus was sent to do. Now, saints of God, we ought to be outraged and we ought to be angry that Satan is have such a stronghold right now over the whole world. We have the power. God has given us the power to take care of the earth and the things of the earth, and to use his power to take care of the things that he told us to take care of. And the kingdom of heaven, we know that it's healing and deliverance there. We know there's no sickness and no disease in heaven. So God has anointed us. He's anointed us with power and the ability to cast out demons and devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. All the things that Jesus did, we have that same power. So instead of us looking around like we're waiting for the scientists to come up with an answer, we need to look to God. We already have that ability. It's already in place. But the thing is, the church don't know how to use it. So saints of God, those of us that know the Lord and those of us that know what God has called us to do, we ought to be angry and we ought to be fighting right now to destroy everything that Satan is bringing up in this world and in our lives. We have the power to destroy, and that's what we ought to be doing. You know, we ought to rise up in righteous indignation and tell Satan no and tell hell no. We cannot live this way, and we will not live this way. We have power over you, and you are a defeated foe. We ought to tell the devil and his kingdom, no, we won't allow you to hold us captive any longer. We need to stand up and say, Lord, I believe what you say, and I trust you. We need to stand up and say in our faith that we believe that it's already done. Because saints of God, if you look at Luke God is telling us what we need to do in the book of Luke. He's telling us what Jesus did, and we know that we have to abide by what Jesus did. And when we do that, we're standing on good ground. We have to tell the devil, you're not coming in here. And if he's already gotten in here, we got to tell him to get out. We have to bind that spirit. These are evil spirits of sickness and disease. And we're not waiting around for it to come back in the spring, the fall, the summer. We're not waiting around. It's got to go now. You know, our victory is now. The Lord has healed our land. It's already been done. The death cycle is over. We got to be saying this. Saints of God, I'm saying this because this is how we need to be talking. Not saying what the world say. Not saying what the scientists and the doctors say. We need to be saying what God told us to say. You know, we need to say people are they're being delivered. They're being set free. They're being healed. You know, they're set free right now. And we need to tell the enemy, Satan, it's all over. You are a defeated foe. We need to talk this kind of way because this is what God say. This is what he say. Whatever he say, we're supposed to say. If he speak to the mountains and they move, we have to speak to the mountains and they'll move. If he speak and say, light be, light has to come. And so we say the death is over. That cycle is over. We said the coronavirus is over in the name of Jesus. We're not waiting to hear scientists pronounce it over. We are pronouncing it. We are the eyes and mouthpiece of God, not the scientists. In Mark 11 and 23 and 24, and I'm going to read verse 22, the last part of verse 22, because this is Jesus talking. And he said, have faith in God. This is the first thing we need to do is have faith in God. Whatever the word of God say, we have to have faith in that. Verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, I'm talking about the mountain of coronavirus now, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. Saints, don't you know it's got to move? And if you don't doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, we have to believe it. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So saints of God, we have to fix this word of God in our heart and in our mind and in our mouth when we confess it. We have to fix this so that we can believe. And he said, when we believe it, we're going to have what we say. So I'm not just saying things just to be saying things. We have what we say. I went over a list of things that we need to tell Satan every day. This death cycle is over. It's over in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no rights in this world in the name of Jesus. We don't give it to you in the name of Jesus. And you can't take authority that you don't have. You are a defeated foe. We have to talk like this. And this is what keeps Satan out. Verse 24, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. He said, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You know, right now, we ought to begin to say what we want because it's what we say. We just read it in the Bible. It's not what people say. It's not what the scientists say. It's not what the doctor says. It's what we say. You know, we got to pray for people. You know, we have to pray for people and have a pure heart and a pure mind when we pray for people because God respects righteousness. God respects obedience. God respects good things and goodness from us because that's who he is. He's a good God. He's a perfect God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a caring God. Praise God. And this is the way, if we're his children, we have to be the same way. You know, we have to realize that we should have godly concern and pity and mercy, you know, irregardless of the skin color, whether it's a black person, a brown person, a white person, we're supposed to have mercy, we're supposed to have pity, irregardless of what they are, their race, their color, their creed, their nationality. You know, this is what God requires of us. You know, we got to remember that if we're going to make it into heaven, We're going to have to do it God's way. We can't do it our way. We have to do it God's way. You know, we'll stand before God, and we'll have to give an account to him for how we treat people, for how we stand around idly and watch where other people are suffering and going through a pandemic within a pandemic. When you see people shot to death, and they have no, I mean, they're helpless and hopeless, begging for life, calling for their dead mother. And we see that we don't see any uprising in that. We don't see any people coming to the forefront. I'm talking about clergy now. I'm not talking about the world's people. I'm talking about clergy. I'm talking about preachers and teachers of the gospel. People that we know that see their faces on TV. We don't hear them saying anything. And we don't see them coming to the aid of the people like God says. You know, it's just like they're standing around and they're walking around, just like the scriptures say. Instead of them helping that man, that poor man that had fallen in the Bible, instead of them helping him, they walked around him. They looked at him and they walked around him. Saints of God, the Bible is true. And that very scripture will apply to what's happening now. The clergy is not doing anything. They're not saying anything. So if there's an old saying that if you're not with us, then you must be against us. So I'm just saying, prejudice comes in all packages. Little, big, ugly, cute, intellectual, rich, and poor. It doesn't have any barriers against it. It comes in all forms and fashion. And we need to realize that as church people, we can't be just like the world. We got to stop this stuff. And we got to stop all of the things that's going on in the world. We have power to stand in our pulpit and say, this is wrong. If you don't want to say it to the world, you ought to say it to the people that look like me. You ought to say that in the church to me, people that look like me. In Romans 4:17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. See, I'm continuing the narrative of we need to say what God say. We need to do as God do. The scriptures will give us guidance, perfect guidance of what we need to do. And Romans 4:17, listen at what, this is what God is doing. And it says, it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Even God, who quickeneth the dead. He's talking about God. Even God, who quickeneth the dead. He quickeneth the dead, and he called those things which be not as though they were. So I'm not off base when I'm telling you to call coronavirus dead and out of this country, out of this world, and never to come back again. Because that's what God did himself. That's what our Father did. He called those things that be not as though they were. The word of God is clear. You call that what you want. You call the things that you want to be. You don't call what you're having because you're going to have what you say. So we don't want destruction to remain in this world. We don't want it to remain in certain communities, in all communities, in no communities. We're not going to be discriminate. We know that all over the world, this pandemic is having an effect. Both pandemics, you know, is having an effect all over the world. We know that blacks are the subject they're always considered as being in the forefront of the hate and the evil things that are done all over the world. Blacks suffer from that more than anybody else. So we have two pandemics that's going on. And we don't need to call the situations dire. We don't need to do that. Unsolvable and unanswerable. That's saying what the world is saying. We have to say what God say. We can speak to the mountain. I just read that to you. And the mountains have to move. Everything's going to have to move when we speak in the name of Jesus.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast. with Evangelist Wonder Bear. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bear. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bear or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884.
But when we put it all together,
Alexandria,
this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1. We go deeper in the Word of God.
KAYT KQJO. Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715. The weather is brought to you by Jay's Wheels and Tires, a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Flat tires got you feeling low? Well, Jay's Wheels and Tires, located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville, can help you get pumped back up and running on the road. They specialize in flat tires repaired, oil changes, new and used tires, name brand tires such as Goodyear, Michelin, Mastercraft, Cooper, and many more. They also have custom rims for all makes and models. Jay's Wheels and Tires is located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville. Hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-319-7707. That's 318-319-7707. Jay's Wheels and Tires has just what you need. So don't let a flat tire keep you feeling down and out. Jay's Wheels and Tires can keep you going.
It would be a good idea for us to keep an eye on the weather for you on this Wednesday. In Alexandria, mostly cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 79, becoming clear by the evening with a low at 52. In Natchez, Mississippi, partial sunshine is expected after a cloudy start with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a high temperature at 74, clearing in the nighttime with a low at 52. There'll be a high of 83 in Lake Charles under partly cloudy skies, becoming clear in the evening with a low at 57. A mixture of sunshine and clouds in Monroe with a high at 72, and when the sun goes down, clear skies with a low at 48. In Shreveport, you'll have some clouds in the morning, giving way to mainly sunny skies in the afternoon with a high temp at 72. Clear skies overnight with a low at 48. And that's a look at your five-city forecast. I hope today brings you love, joy, peace, and blessings. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
To be standing in a very long line, someone recognize me and bring me up from behind. I know it don't seem right to the others standing there. That's the thing about favor, favor just ain't fair. I don't know why
he favors me,
but I like to testify.
He favors me.
I don't mean to brag. And I don't mean to make you mad.
He favors me.
Even when I do wrong,
he favors me.
He keep blessing me right on.
He favors me.
I don't have a say.
He favors me.
And that's why I don't deserve.
He favors me.
I don't know why he does.
He
Lord, I wish I understood.
He favors me.
Oh, Lord, God, that favor just ain't fair, y'all. But it
sure does
feel good.
It's all about his love. He don't give it because of, but he does it in spite of. And even when I'm wrong, and even when I forget to pray, for some reason or another, he tends to favor me anyway. I don't know why, but let me testify.
He favors me.
I don't mean to brag, and I don't want to make you mad. Even when I do wrong, he keeps blessing me right on. I don't halfway serve, and that's why I know I don't deserve. Just ain't fair, but y'all know what?
Sure
can I get a witness in here tonight? Y'all help me say,
I don't know why
he favors
me,
but let me testify.
Me.
I don't mean to brag, and I really don't mean to make you mad. Justify his favor. We don't sing well enough. We don't pray enough. He just gives it to us. Tell him, say,
I don't deserve it. He favors me.
Oh, I didn't.
He favors me.
It's so good, it's on my own.
He favors me.
The reason he loves is still unknown.
He favors me.
If I could explain it,
he favors me.
Lord, I surely would.
He favors me.
All I know to say tonight,
he favors
God
me.
Has shown me.
He favors me.
I can't explain why.
He favors me.
I don't even begin to try.
He favors me.
Look at the home overseas.
He favors me.
That easy could have been me.
He favors me.
I tend to complain about
he
the place I live.
Me.
But Lord, you always bless
he
me to pay my bills. I don't know why you do it, but I just want to say thank you for blessing little old me.
He favors me.
I said, I don't deserve it.
Me.
I said, we don't deserve it.
He
but he's still.
Me.
I said, we don't deserve it.
Me.
I don't know why.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know why, y'all.
Me.
I sure don't know why.
Me.
The Lord favor me.
Me.
I don't know why.
Me.
Can I testify?
Me.
I don't mean to brag.
Oh, no.
And I make you mad.
He
even when I do,
he
keeps blessing me right on.
Me.
I don't have a way to serve him, and I know that I don't deserve it.
Me.
I don't know why, girl. Lord, I wish I understood. But all I know is people just ain't fair, but it
sure
shows up.
KQJOFM. Praising him.
I'm attorney David Michael Williams, and I'm running to be your next 9th Judicial District Court Judge, Division F. The pillars that support my platform are my faith in God through my personal relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my family, my experience as a dedicated trial attorney, my charge to implement more meaningful alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent offenders. I'm ready to be fair and impartial and to make the right decisions, even when those decisions are unpopular.
Concerned citizen David Michael Williams urges you to vote Tuesday, November 3rd, and is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. The Treasure Box Expo, the pop-up shop, outside event, happens Saturday, November 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 1017 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, directly across from the police complex. Vendor space is available until November 11th for all paparazzi consultants, authors, jewelers, artists, food vendors, and more at 318-664-6936. The Treasure Box Expo will feature vendors such as Deloche Jewelry, Along Came Becky's Catering, Cutie Pie Jewelry by Sheree, Liplicious by Janaya, Mimi's Art Galleria, Christy Armstrong's Paparazzi, and others. You'll be able to shop till you drop Saturday, November 14th at 10 a.m. The Treasure Box Expo will also feature author Sharisha Thomas and her latest book, The Busy Bumblebee. She'll have signings, autographs, and pictures available for all of the children. And there'll be a live radio remote broadcast. The Treasure Box Expo is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C&D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cuts. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cuts. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back, 'cause this means war.
Monroe, 98.9.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
This is Jules Green, concerned citizen, candidate for the City Council in District 3. We as citizens of the United States must exercise our right to vote. As a concerned citizen, working with goals toward the water park on the Ronson Foundry, working toward attaining a full grocery store on the Stockyard property on Lower Third, working with renovations to Cheatham Park, working to build industrial park on the Sugar House Road expansion, working toward more home ownership.
Come on, catch a foot like this and snap your finger. Come on. Can I testify? Let me take some time.
Let me take some time to testify
about God's grace.
Maybe torn to the keys to the door.
That's grace.
That's called grace.
know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
But God,
I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said any day.
Yep.
But God,
He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to bless your faith.
But God,
He thought He really had you this time.
One good reason why you should still be alive.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have not one, Isaac.
That accident you passed last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
You with the pain,
right.
When the judge said 20 to life,
right.
Should have been calling your name, but
God, hey, there ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy
and His grace.
Can I get a witness on that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Isaac.
Woo. You were about to lose.
Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is not a time to get distracted. And this is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word to do for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start.
Hold on.
other side of this test is everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you. Some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here all on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. If you look into my eyes, you see life is trying to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing. His name is Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this, 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me, and I know this, 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love.
Detailing shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control. whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Mini Max Self Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Mini Max Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Of the universe, I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am He who has all power in my hands, and if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide.